If you have your bulletin, there is a sermon note there for you. I want to talk to you about peace, about being peaceful instead of being agitated as we continue in our series on the marks of maturity and what it means to be a mature believer in Jesus Christ. So if you take your Bibles, please, and turn to the book of Numbers. Turn to the book of Numbers. On the screen, you should see these words as well. Numbers chapter 6. What we learn from this text is that the peace of God is connected to his presence. If there's no presence, there's no peace. Peace is not something that God gives you. It's something he brings by virtue of his presence in your life. So the fruit of God's Spirit in your life is love, joy, peace, patience, goodness, on and on. It's the fruit of his presence. So the Spirit of Jesus living in you brings to you the peace of Jesus, who is the Prince of Peace. And so we learn in Numbers chapter 6, this was a priestly blessing that the priests would pray over the nation of Israel. It says, "And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, speak to Aaron and to his sons, saying, thus you shall bless the sons of Israel. You shall say to them these words, the Lord bless you, the Lord keep you, the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you, the Lord lift up his countenance upon you." That all speaks of presence, doesn't it? His face, his countenance upon you, "and give you his peace. So they shall invoke my name on the sons of Israel, and then I will bless them." May the Lord give you his peace. Father, we ask that we would come to a renewed understanding of peace today. Lord, would you help us to redefine it? We tend to define these great biblical words and spiritual truths incorrectly and as the world defined them, and we just ask that you, by your Spirit, would help us come to a deeper understanding of the power of the peace of God that lives in us by the presence of the Holy Spirit. We give you thanks, Father, and all God's people said, amen, amen and amen. I'm without my little table, so I'll use this little table, okay? The peace of God, peaceful, not agitated. I'm convinced that if you don't understand the peace of God and the peace that lives within you by his presence, you will be agitated. You will step into situations and you will experience it. Thank you, dear Sarah. I didn't mean for you to have to get that. If you don't understand the peace of God and the power of the peace of God, you will fall victim to what the rest of the world experiences. And in fact, friends, I don't know how the rest of the world does it without the presence and peace of God through the storms of life and the difficulties of life. But if we don't truly understand the peace of God, we too will fall victim to living in anxiety and living in agitation. Let me define peace for you. I believe it's so much bigger than what we really think it is. We tend to say about these kinds of words, peace and love and forgiveness, that, oh, yeah, I know about that. I've heard lots of sermons on that. But I'm convinced when you dig a little deeper biblically, you find that this word is really, really a big word full of much depth. Do you remember when the angels showed up in the book of Luke? They didn't show up in the book of Luke, but Luke describes the angels showing up. And it says that the angels announced peace on earth, goodwill toward men. It was the gift that God was giving to all of mankind, was the peace that would come through the Savior Jesus. Peace is not simply the absence of conflict or absence of difficulty, but peace is a proactive presence, a force or atmosphere, like a zone. Do you remember Michael Jordan, who would kind of get into a zone? Wasn't that man absolutely amazing? Then he could score lots of baskets in a row and high points in a game. And they said, this guy's in the zone. I think spiritually, this is a zone for us. that God gives us in the midst of whatever it is that we're experiencing. Not simply the absence of difficulty, but it's a zone. The word actually means a wholeness, to be complete or sound, wellness or prosperity, harmony with others, a proactive spiritual presence, the Holy Spirit, an atmosphere that permeates your very soul. Isaiah 66:12 says, "For thus says the Lord, behold, I will extend peace to her like a river." I will extend peace to her like a river. Do you remember that great hymn of the church? When peace like a river attendeth my way. When peace like a river. It is a power or a dynamic that wants to flood into circumstances and situations that will flow into your life and push out whatever it is that's bringing the disturbance. It's a zone. It's the power of his presence and the peace that he brings. Psalm 147:14 says, he makes peace in your borders. Not just the absence of conflict coming toward me, but the peace of God actually surpasses our understanding. Did you know that? That's biblical. The peace of God surpasses our understanding. In other words, we can't understand it. It's not just having no enemies. It's actually God making a banqueting table in the presence of our enemies. It's not the absence of enemies. It's the delightful banquet that God makes for us even in the presence of our enemies. Peace rules. We're going to look at three aspects of peace. Peace rules, peace rewards, and the peace will continue in our life by giving ourselves to these things. Peace rules. Isaiah 9, chapter 6. It's not Christmas, but it's certainly okay to read these. Isaiah 6, 9, verses 6 through 7 speaks about this Jesus who will be a wonderful counselor, a mighty God, eternal Father, the Prince of Peace. There will be no end to the increase of his government or of peace and the throne of David over his kingdom. There will be no increase of his government or of peace. Did you know that peace is an active administrative force? Peace is an active administrative force. It's like a government. There are laws and decrees, administrative rulings. You understand what governments do. But this peace can come into situations and it can overrule these jurisdictions, these things that you're experiencing in the natural life. Whatever is happening to you, the peace of God can come in and overrule those things, and he will saturate you with the jurisdiction of his presence. It brings order and prosperity in your life. It brings order and prosperity in your life. And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts. Colossians 3:15 says, let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts. It brings order and prosperity. I don't know if you love baseball. I'm a baseball fan and softball fan. And that word rule means let the peace of Christ umpire in your life. Let the peace of Christ be the ruling jurisdiction that says, you're out of here. This isn't going to happen. No. This is a child of God, and their inheritance is the peace of God. So you're out of here. And the scripture clearly says, you let the peace of God rule in your heart. You have a part in that. You allow the peace of God to set up this jurisdiction in your life. Let it rule. It's a decision that we make. It also seeks out and overcomes opposition to your soul. Listen to Romans 16:20. And the God of peace will soon crush Satan under your feet. Isn't that interesting? It seems oxymoronic, doesn't it? A God of peace is going to crush. And the God of peace will soon crush Satan under your feet. And the grace of the Lord Jesus be with you all. The God of peace is about to crush the enemy. Peace is not whimsical. Peace is a stamp your foot on a cockroach kind of power that says the God of peace will soon deal with whatever it is that's oppressing you. Have you ever seen these hamster things where there's a ball and you put the hamster in it and the hamster's free to go anywhere, and the hamster just, you know, it can roll, and it's like it can just run over anything, and you don't have to worry about this hamster going down the duct, you know, and it sort of protects him from this whatever it is that may give the hamster a problem, a cat or a dog. It's protected, and it's also exercise for the hamster. I think that's a lot of what the peace of Christ is. There's just this protective ball that's around us. I also think of the peace of God as like a snow plow that goes ahead of you. It just paves the way for you. It says whatever is in your way, the God of peace will soon deal with all of that, and he pushes all of that right out of the way. Peace rewards us. There is a peace that distinctly belongs to the people of God. Isaiah 48:22 says, there is no peace for the wicked, says the Lord. There's a peace that distinctly belongs to us. The wicked don't have it. We have it. The Lord will give strength to his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace. Psalm 29:11. It's a peace distinctly for you and me. There's an unexplained calm in the midst of great conflict. Psalm 55:18 says that he will redeem my soul in peace from the battle which is against me, for they are many who strive with me. You ever feel that way? Lord, I kind of feel outnumbered. What the writer says, oh no, the Lord will give strength to his people, and the Lord will redeem your soul in peace. Peace is not the absence of storms. Peace is the presence of God. Peace is not the absence of storms. Peace is the presence of God. My mother was a dear, 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 dear saint. Dad, too. But Mom had a real depth about her. And I called her lovingly and respectfully. I called her the spiritual weeble wobble in my life. And she experienced a lot of heartaches and a lot of hurt and a lot of difficulties. But one thing about her, there was such a resilience. There was such a, what I call, you know what a weeble wobble is? They even make them kind of life-size. It's just you smack that thing, and it's just like boing, boing. And it's like, Mom, how do you do that? It's almost like that she's had a break with reality. As I got older and got more sophisticated and learned bigger words, I said, Mom, you know, have you had a psychological break, you know? In light of everything that's going on, you're acting really happy. Are you in denial? And she's like, no, I know exactly what's going on. But I also know the God of peace, who is making a banqueting table before me in the presence of whatever is happening to me. And she, with the resiliency, would just weeble wobble right up vertical again. That's the power of this peace. It's an unexplained calm. It's a profound awareness of God's ultimate victory or resolution. John 16:33 says, these things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have what? Peace. These things I have spoken to you, so that you may have peace. In the world you'll have tribulation, but take courage, I've overcome the world. I have spoken these things to you, that you would experience peace, but you will have tribulation in this world. Jesus says, I offer it to you, and he keeps reminding us over and over again that in the long run, it's the Lord who wins. When the dust settles at the okay corral of life, it's only going to be the Lord who's standing. And this peace reminds us of this incredible victory, ultimate victory and resolution. I'm one of these guys that really need to hang my soul onto something, you know. And I use that phrase so I can visualize. I don't like hangers. I prefer the hooks, you know. So when I come in Alaska, we learn that. You got 40 hooks, and all of your winter gear is on hooks as you come in, and you unlayer. And I think spiritually at times, We just need to be able to hook our soul onto something, onto the strength and the power of his providential care. And so much of that is the peace of God that transcends what we're experiencing. We don't understand what tomorrow holds, but there is a peace that has overshadowed our life. That is the dynamic of the presence of Jesus. It's a profound awareness of God's ultimate victory. In the end, we win. You're familiar with this one. It's an uncanny sense of the direction and leading of God. How many times have you said to maybe a family member or to yourself, I just don't have a peace about it? Things that in the natural look like, well, that's all a go, and you come right up to the door of that decision, you're about to step into it, but you join hands with your spouse and you've been praying about it and you pray about it again, and you both just don't have a peace about it. It's the strangest thing. It's like a disturbance in your soul. And as a fellow worshiper of God and a follower of Jesus, you learn to trust that peace. That peace can save your bacon. That peace can keep you from making a bad decision. That peace can keep you from driving out on that interstate for 10 or 15 or 20 minutes and only to find out that there was an accident if you would have left when you wanted to leave but felt a real check in your spirit. You learn to trust the peace of Christ in your life. It's a profound awareness of his victory, and it's an uncanny sense of his direction. The peace of God will give you direction and leading like nothing else. It's an antidote and protection from confusion and doubt and fear. Does anybody have confusion, doubt, and fear? Sign me up for that sign-up sheet. My goodness. I can walk in victory for a few days, and then suddenly there's doubts, and there's fear, and there's confusion, not knowing what to do next. It's all part of that. And as we've quoted several times, the peace of God, which surpasses our ability rationally to understand it, it will guard your heart. It will be a century that will guard your heart and mind in Christ Jesus. Well, peace not only rules and peace not only rewards us, but peace can rise in your life. You can turn up the barometer if you want more peace. I want to look for this peace. I want to ask God for more of this peace. The key, friends, in our lives is not to find a place where there's no problems. The key is, in every circumstance that we go through and deal with, is to know and experience the peace of God in the midst of it. Cancer, financial needs, difficulties, no matter how desperate, the key is to know the peace of God. In acting, these young children who are up here, and young adults and older adults, they understand that when they are performing, they need to make sure they're in the light. So if you're in drama, they always tell you, find the light and make sure you stay in it. Don't come over here in a dark corner like down here and recite your lines. Get in the light. They want people to be able to see you, so they say, find the light. I say to you as a child of God, find the peace and stay in it. Find the presence and peace of God in any circumstance, and it will lead you like the gerbil in the plastic ball through whatever it is that you're experiencing. Peace can rise. Well, how can we do that? Number one, get to know the Lord better. 2 Peter 1:2 says, grace and peace be what? Multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and Jesus Christ our Lord. So how is it multiplied? By our knowledge of God. So get to know the Lord better. Spend time in his presence. People who don't know God don't know peace. The more you know him, the more you'll have it. Galatians says the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace. So allow the Holy Spirit to cultivate peace in your life. John 14:27 says, my peace I live with you, my peace I give to you. It's amazing how much Jesus talked about peace, even after his resurrection, to his disciples. I breathe upon you, and he says, peace be with you. Ask for seconds. Lord, I need more of your peace. I'm a guy who likes seconds. Anybody like seconds? Not Brussels sprouts. Some of you have been torturing me with the Brussels sprouts things. That's That's been going on now for about 2.5 weeks or three. And I don't want seconds of Brussels sprouts, but give me the seconds of that pot roast and second of the potatoes and second of the pie. I want to ask for seconds because I don't want to offend the cook. That's why I do it. I don't want to offend the cook. You know what? It's okay to ask the Lord for his peace. Lord, I'm troubled. My heart is not at rest. I just ask you. I ask you for your peace. I invite your presence in a renewed way. Ask him. Reading and loving God's word will allow peace to rise. Those who love your law have great peace, and nothing causes them to stumble. Those who love your law, those who love your word have what? Have great peace. The more I read it, the more I have it in my life, the more I pour in the word of God into me, the more peace I will have. Lastly, the more you trust the Lord, the more peace you will have. You will keep in perfect peace those whose minds are steadfast because they what? They trust in you. The steadfast mind you will keep in perfect peace because we trust in you. The more you trust the Lord, the more peace you'll have. How do you trust the Lord? Well, it's really pretty simple. Lord, I trust you. It's not really all that complex in trusting the Lord. The hard part is that we just continually have to give stuff and give our trust to him on a regular basis. You know, the Bible actually gives degrees of trust. The Hebrew word actually has words that, lean on your own understanding. That has this idea of being fully trusting. So I can lean on this table with all my weight, and probably it would hang in there, but I'm not going to lean on this with all my weight. So God says, trust me with all that you are. Lean on me completely, and I will take care of you. And the more you trust him, the more he will keep you in what? In perfect peace. Peace will rule in your life. Peace will reward your life. And peace can rise in your life as a barometer so that when you are among other people and they know you're going through all kinds of stuff, maybe this has happened to you, and they say, how in the world do you stay so calm in the midst of everything? I've had people say to me, I would be going nuts with what you've experienced and all of the loss and all of the difficulties. And what a wonderful opportunity to say, can I just talk to you about the source of that peace? And it opens up the door for you to share the great love of Jesus and who he is and the peace that can be ours. This peace is an inheritance of the saint. You and me, we get this beautiful thing called peace, a gift of God in this life that will be rewarded, can rise, and I want more than anything, I want the peace of God to rule in my life. Amen? Would you stand, please?